Once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 109. We're coming to you actually for once on a Friday right before we put this up. We figured with the recent re-release of Raiders of the Lost Ark in IMAX and Finding Nemo coming out in 3D, I believe, that we would look at films that have been re-released in cinema recently or are going to be re-released into cinema coming up, and like the benefits and the downsides to that. Joining us this week, we have Anthony.
Yay, I'm not dead. Hello.
He's not dead.
Because I haven't been on for a while, so I'm saying I'm not dead.
We're right in there in the middle of the week, or late at night, because we're recording in the middle of the week now, too. And we have Nicholas.
It's so hot! Oh! It's actually not that hot, it's 80 degrees. I just have all the windows up, because someone doesn't want background noise. Oh, I'm breaking the fourth wall! Oh, no! The fourth podcasting wall. Of which there are seven.
There's seven?
Yes.
One day we will ask about the other three.
Oh, you don't need to know about them.
Well, what if basis. What if we accidentally break them?
It won't be as big of a deal because you're not an enlightened higher being such as myself. I am the intellectual center of this podcast. So.
Fair enough. But yes, as I mentioned at the start of this show, we're going to talk about re-releases into cinema, and this actually came about because Raiders of the Lost Ark was recently re-released into IMAX, which was good for several reasons. One, they cleaned it up a bit because they also have the Blu-ray home release coming out next week or the week after that. Mm. But personally speaking, I'm a huge fan of Indiana Jones, or at least two of the four movies, I guess, 50-50. And Raiders of the Lost Ark originally came out in 1981, which means that I wasn't even in thought at that point. So I never had the option of actually ever seeing it in theaters, so it was nice to get that chance. And I checked it out, and I think movies are very unique in this aspect. So you didn't have
the chance. Yes, I was one when that came out.
Yeah, so you didn't have the chance to see it in theaters either.
No. I didn't see it. I don't think I've seen any of the Indiana Jones movies in theater, actually. Other than part of Crystal Skull, which... I don't know if that even counts as a movie.
I've seen Crystal Skull since the cinema. I mean, to be fair, at the time, I didn't know it was going to be a bad movie. It's just... So, it's kind of...
We should have known.
It's kind of like the people who got...
We should have known, Earl! The signs were all there. The beef is in the movie. Lucas was so involved. There's stuff. We should have known. We couldn't have known. So many losses.
I imagine Kingdoms of the Crystal Skull would have been like people who saw Phantom Menace as their first Star Wars film in cinema.
Those are poor, unfortunate souls.
But they didn't you didn't have the option to see some of these films in cinema the first time around. And I was saying that I think cinema of it, pretty much all entertainment mediums, or at least the ones I follow, is, I guess music is like this as well, is that I think the cinema experience, I mean, you can get it at home and it's good, but it's never comparable to me. Like, I've seen Indiana Jones, I've seen it with surround sound, I haven't seen it in HD because that's not out yet, but, well, I've seen Crystal Skull, yes, I own it on Blu-ray as well.
Why would you do that to yourself?
It was cheap.
No excuses.
It's bothering me.
I spent at the museum for $1 at the video store the other day, at the grocery store actually, and I'm like, that's not even worth $1.
I enjoyed Night at the Museum.
Oh, the first one's all right. The second one's terrible. But
I've never seen the second one.
Oh God, no.
But I enjoyed the first one.
For what it is, it's all right.
It's a fun movie.
So what a ringing endorsement. I guess for what it is, it's alright. I mean,
Well, we're not saying it's an amazing comedy that you could run out and see.
Shit on a camera lens and just put it in the theater. I mean, that would be bad.
So I take it you're not a huge fan of it.
No, I care not for it. I don't care for it.
But, yeah, I forget why I bought it, but other than it was cheap. I think it was that, and it probably... I don't know. I have a lot of movies on Blu-ray that I question. Like, I own Batman and Robin.
Well, that's... I understand that. I mean, that's a terrible movie, but it's got some value, like, in terms of camp.
Well, that and it comes in the box set, so...
Ah, okay.
I think when it first came out, you couldn't get the movies in the Blu-ray, so I just got the box set. Or I got the box set as a gift, I should say.
Does it have the documentary on it where Joel Schumacher apologizes for making it? Because if it does, then it's worth having.
It has everything from the Blu-ray set. I mean, from the special edition.
I think it'll have that documentary then.
Yeah.
Have we mentioned before, I own 2 Blu-rays total, so I don't have that problem. Inception, it's got Pilgrim vs. the World on Blu-ray.
I own Spider-Man 3 on Blu-ray as well.
I own a bunch of DVDs, and even then, I got rid of all the ones I'm like, well, I don't want this anymore.
See, I'm trying to do that now. I'm trying to purge my collections, both my video games and my DVDs. Because
you either just like throw them away, or you get like next to nothing for them. So
yeah, and that's
I give away to people.
I suppose that's alright.
A big shopping bag full of DVDs to my band practice. It's like, here, guys, go nuts.
Yeah, it's kind of... And what's really happening now is, like, I find it harder... I used to collect DVDs of TV shows that I enjoyed, but what I'm finding now is it's harder and harder to justify because a lot of these shows are on Netflix.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more convenient and it's a lot space-consuming. But I have, like, Seasons of The Office and Scrubs and 24 and... Arrested Development and stuff like that. I'm like, you know, if I can watch this on streaming, like, I don't necessarily need to keep the physical copy.
Yeah. With DVDs and stuff with me now, it's about the extras. Like, I kept Arrested Development because I like the commentaries. Like, I have all the Futurama seasons before they rebooted or came back or whatever. I have The Simpsons up to season 9, I think. But, like, DVDs and stuff like that, it has to be worth the extras and stuff. I'm not just going to get a movie because it's a movie anymore.
Yeah, I used to do that. I did it before Netflix and stuff. I would do that. It's like, oh, you know, like I'd go to like I said, you go to a supermarket or like sometimes like Walmart and Target has like those dollar bins.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you know what? I've heard good things about it. I can pick it up for a buck or two, and it's not that big of a deal. Mm. So what happens is I have a collection of movies that I've seen because I like to watch everything I own, but I'm never gonna watch again. So I'm never gonna watch Drumline again. I'm never gonna watch Big Mama's House again.
I would. I'm giving up on this. I'm just
Although to be fair, it would have been worse if he'd said Big Mama's House 2. So.
Okay.
Big Mama's House 2. You should have known better.
Yeah. Well, here's
that's the actual subtitle of the movie.
Here's what happened with a lot of those movies, is that it was at the time when Circuit City used to offer like a 2-for-10 bundle. So,
I can't understand why. But they went out of business.
But yeah, what would happen is it would be bundled with a movie I wanted to see, and it would be cheaper than buying a movie on its own. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I get a movie that I want to see, and I can get a movie that I'll check out. And then what happens is you kind of end up with a bunch of movies you checked out once and you probably don't want to see again. There's a lot of I own Aragon.
Oh my god.
You know what, we're not going to go through my entire collection.
It's getting less into the movies that are being released and more into the Earl, What Is Wrong With You podcast.
see, that was slightly different, and yes, I used to have a terrible impulse buying, but I used to work up in the city, and I worked at like a place that was kind of isolated, there wasn't much to do. So they'd give me an hour lunch, and like they don't pay you if you come back within like 20 minutes for that of the 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to just walk around, and there was a Blockbuster's like maybe 10 minutes walk. So I'd go there, and they always have like a 5-for-20 deal. So you kind of pick up like 2 or 3 movies you really want to see, and you're just kind of forcing yourself to find 2 more to get that 5. And Aragon was one of those movies. Like, you know, it's kind of like, oh, this is cool. It has dragons in it. I didn't see the trailer. I didn't know any reviews about it.
It's got a fairly decent cast as well, actually.
And then you watch the movie, and you kind of realize that nobody talked about it.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be a trilogy,
It's not good.
Yeah, and those
it was written by a 16-year-old. Let's throw that out right there.
Well, I mean, being written by adults don't mean anything. I mean, we have the Twilight Saga to prove that. But, yeah, so... going back on track, because we're not going to go through my collection of movies and my...
No, let's do this. Oh, go to your DVD collection and name them one at a time. We won't... On you. And say to you, Earl, I judge you.
You can... Oh, there's a ton of things you can judge me on, I mean... Especially when you consider that I've doubled and tripled dipped on certain movies, I don't know why. I've owned Die Another Day 3 times now.
Oh,
4 times, actually.
Oh, 4? Why did you buy it on VHS as well?
No, I bought it on DVD. I lost that DVD, so I bought it back on DVD. And then I bought the DVD box set of the Bond movie.
I can understand that because you're a big Bond fan.
Well, and the thing is, I'm a big Bond fan, but I don't like Die Another Day. But what happened, and I will admit this for free, is that as a kid, Die Another Day was the first Bond movie I saw in theaters.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of one of those things. I mean, granted, yes, I was still, I was like 15, 16. But it was one of those things, like, as a kid, it's like, oh, man, this is so exciting. So I checked it out at home, and it was still fun. And I bought it, and I wanted to watch it again, so I bought it again. And then I seen the rest of the films, and I'm like, this is utter crap. Why did I enjoy this so much? And I admit that I dislike it now, but at a time, I enjoyed it. And that's one of the few things I can say that it's actually happened on, where I can say that my childhood was kind of covered in nostalgia for it. And we lost Nick again, but we'll continue talking. So, yeah. That is my... those are other movies, but we'll continue on. So, have you seen any films that have been re-released into theaters?
Re-released? Yeah, I've seen a couple the past few years, actually. They re-released Back to the Future before they put that out on Blu-ray, like the digital HD version. That was quite cool, seeing that in the cinema. Because, it's a great movie. And,
and again, a movie that... I mean, at least the first one we wouldn't have been able to see, because I think it was out in, like, 85 or so?
Yeah. It was early 80s, I think. Or was it 85? I don't know.
I don't know off... I don't... Like, I had a movie that you don't know offhand.
Yeah.
It was 85 to 93. So, I would have been 3 months at that point. So, yeah. And was it when they re-released it on Blu-ray, right? So
well,
was it a...
Yeah, what seems to be happening now is, like, when they're upgrading it and taking it from, like, film onto digital, which basically, like, upgrading it to HD before they release it on to Blu-ray, they'll put it on, like, a small theatrical release a few weeks before for, like, people to see in the cinema if you want to. Like, they've done it with a few films now, the most recent of being Indiana Jones, so...
Yeah.
Yes, some people were upset, and I rightfully so. I think because the poster that they give out like you got a poster if you went opening night, and it's like Indiana Jones and the Raiders. Mm. No, and yeah, it added a dust somewhere. People were upset about that.
Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Which is the re-released title, because like what they did with Star Wars, it became Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, rather than just Star Wars, like it was originally.
But yeah, it was, I guess I have no basis for comparison, but it did seem like they cleaned up Indiana Jones a lot. You could still tell it was a movie, there's only so much magic you can do for the restoration.
Yeah,
it's
like,
kind of grainy.
Yeah,
my friend watched it the other night, the other morning at work. We got it in a couple days early, so he's like, I'm going to load it in, I'm going to watch it. I'm like, all right, whatever. And he put the Lincoln trailer on twice before it, because he's a nerd. But he said it's, like, beautiful. Like, they cleaned the movie up a whole lot.
Oh, they did a really great job, especially for IMAX, where, like, it's, usually you have a film being blown up to a bigger screen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have that problem, but it was a really great restoration. Again, I don't have a basis, but just based on seeing it, it looked amazing for something that's 30 years old.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've noticed. It's like with Back to the Future, where the picture looked great, and it looked like it could have been filmed, like, last year or something, but then you get to some of the details, like hairstyles and that, which are just reminders about that it's very much an 80s film, so.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, and the other thing that helps this film, and it helps a lot of the films of the era, is that a lot of it is done with practical effects.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, CG and stuff, like, this happened, like, the beginning of the film has, like, the old logo, so that wasn't updated, so that really stood out at the start of the movie, because, like, it transitions from the logo into, like, the mountain while Indiana Jones is, like, you know, at the very start of the movie, and that wasn't cleaned up, so that was really grainy, and that stood out to me. So yeah, that happens, and this kind of, and going to it, like, this happens with a lot of video games that kind of get HD re-releases, where, like, they don't clean up the, CG or the FMVs, so, like, the videos are much more dated than the actual video games, because it's something that was made 10 or 15 years ago.
Isn't that, like, the opposite problem of the Final Fantasy re-releases? Where they took the original games and just, like, added cutscenes into it.
Yeah, that really just don't match the style of the game anymore. But, yeah. So, yeah, there's that. And and like I was saying before, I think movies are very unique in just seeing them in theater because this, you know, like, the whole sound set up in the screen and stuff like that, it's not something, like, you can try to replicate it at home, you can get a projector, you can get surround sound, but there's just something about a cinema that is so different. And it was kind of interesting because when I saw it, it was the middle of the week because it was $20 for IMAX, which I think is insane.
Yeah, IMAX is expensive.
Those things are giant. They cost a lot.
Yeah, but it's more because it's to pay for projecting it and, like, the power uses and stuff like that. And
the fact that you can only really run one movie at a time, so it's like you can make with other things. But yeah, there was something like 12 of us in the theater. Yeah. Because I went to see it during a matinee, which it was when it was only $12. And yeah, it was, you know, it was nice. There was nobody around. There was nobody talking. You know, it was just people who wanted to see Indiana Jones who were into it. Well, I'm sure had seen the movie dozens of times before it. But, you know, it's a movie that still holds up remarkably well. I will say I still prefer Last Crusades. I know I'm in the minority with that, but...
I can't even talk. My friend was, like, telling me that Temple of Doom is his favorite Steven Spielberg movie. And I was like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, I get...
How do you not have Jaws at the top? Or Close Encounters? Or Jurassic fucking Dinosaurs Park?
Yeah, what can you do? People have weird taste. I mean, Indiana Jones is, I think, the first film that I've seen in theaters that I hadn't had a chance to see throughout the original run. I've seen other films when they've come back, but usually it was films I've seen in theaters anyhow. I passed up the opportunity. I mentioned before that over the summer I did the Dark Knight Marathon, where you got to watch three Batman movies back to back. And here in the city, here in New York City, they had something at the IFC Center where you can watch the Sean Connery James Bond movies.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That it sounds fun until you realize it's 6 movies at 2 hours a piece.
Oh. And then you have to watch some of the not so great Sean Connery films.
Well, I'd probably leave after Goldeneye, to be honest.
Goldfinger.
That's what I meant. Goldfinger. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that's the good thing about the Sean Connery era is that there's a fair point where you can kind of say I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what if they just showed all the Bond movies in a row?
Fucking
like,
hell.
All of them. That would be, like, what, 5 days?
Yeah, I would hope they don't do it at once. Like, I could see, like, if you had, like, okay, you have 4 movies on Monday, 4 movies on Tuesday, 4 movies on Wednesday.
No, just so all in a row.
Yeah.
Provide an IV drip feed and a catheter.
You get some theater that do that because there was one theater I think it was in America, they showed the entire 6 series of Lost in one go, which turned out to be I think it was about 4 days or something in total for all 6 seasons.
Okay, one, where do people find the time to get off to do that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And two, why would you do that?
Freelancers, the unemployed.
Yeah, but then, I did the Batman thing and I loved the 3 movies, but even then I was like, after, like, the Dark Knight, I'm like, oh gosh, I can't believe I still have to watch another movie.
The longest one as well.
Well, Well, I didn't know that. But you don't know. Like, I would say, this is great. I get to see them all. I get the ideas fresh. And then it's like midnight, and you're like, oh gosh, I just want to go to bed. The movie finishes like 3:30 in the morning.
You know what I call that? I call that a quitter.
I watched all of them. And I woke up the next day at 8:10 to talk about it with people, but,
Oh, Mr. Wave.
No, I'm not doing the Bane voice today. I made a promise to my girlfriend that I would not do the voice at all anywhere for a week. Because I was doing it way too much around the house. I'd be like, well, hello, Bella. How was your school today? Oh, that's so wonderful. The viral rise.
Aren't you doing the voice now?
Yeah, that doesn't count. I was quoting.
But there have been some that I did want to see, but I didn't have the chance because it usually what happens, and fair enough, these have limited runs, about a week. Indiana Jones is actually just extended today.
Yeah, today it went wide today.
Oh, it went wide. I thought it was only for a week-long engagement.
It was, and then they added a week for a wide release. That's why my theater got it.
Oh, okay. And they're doing the
ass trailer reel for it.
And I also hear they're doing a marathon with all four movies.
Yeah, I don't know where they're doing that. We're not doing that.
Okay. But I mean, again,
after Last Crusade.
Just leave
it. The problem is you'd also have to watch Temple of Doom. Yeah.
Temple of Doom is awesome. Shut up.
It's
I'm not a huge fan of Temple of Doom.
He pulls a man's heart out.
The only thing with Temple of Doom is hearing Indiana, Indy,
Dr. Jones.
What happened to Dr. Jones?
and Roy.
that's the bad part. I don't like it.
Especially after you had Marion. Who kind of gets watered down in the Kingdom of the
get watered down.
That's all I hear when you say that word.
But yeah, at the start of this year, I think we had Star Wars, The Phantom Menace, I should say.
See, that's the other type of re-release. Like, we're talking about, they do the re-releases in advance of, like, a Blu-ray thing. And the other type is adding 3D to things.
Yeah. Like which Disney have been doing quite a lot.
With all the Pixar stuff, yeah.
And I was going to mention that next, because I think Disney even has a schedule where like, they're re-releasing certain Disney movies every year.
Mm-hmm.
Next year is Monsters, Inc., right?
Monsters, Inc., I think, is the end of this year.
Oh, okay.
We have a banner in the lobby for it. I think it's November or December.
And that kind of makes sense to a degree, because they did it with Toy Story as well, and that was kind of to build up, you know, like... To build up hype for Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
Especially since you do cater to a younger audience, like most people probably... Like, Monsters, Inc. is like a decade old at this point, so a lot of people see Monsters.
Oh, don't say that. Now I feel old.
Join the club, buddy. Oh. Join the club.
I'm still on the better side of 25, so I'm okay.
For now.
Down from the day we were born.
So a lot of people who hadn't seen, you know, who haven't seen, who will see Monsters University probably hadn't seen Monsters, Inc. in theater. So it's a good thing to allow parents to take their kids and stuff like that.
Then they can add, like, the short films to them. Like they added Finding Nemo has Party Source Rex on it.
Oh, yeah. Is that what that's getting released with? Oh, I might have to see Finding Nemo now.
It's actually one of my favorite Pixar movies.
I mean, that's really a hard thing to say. I can say my least favorite, but I think we all kind of agree that's Cars and Cars 2.
Yes. So the hierarchy goes all Pixar except Cars and Cars 2, and then Cars and Cars 2.
I was going to say that Brave is kind of at the bottom of that list.
Really? I like Brave a lot.
I really enjoyed Brave.
I enjoyed Brave too, but I mean, and this is kind of like the same thing I use whenever I talk about Mario games. It's just because you're a bad Pixar movie doesn't mean you're a bad. It's still a good movie. Mm. I just think that compared to the other Pixar movies.
Don't say bad then. Say
I didn't
lesser.
I didn't say bad.
Yes,
I said
you did. You said just because they're a bad Pixar movie.
Okay. Well, what I was saying before is that it's at the bottom of my list of those Pixar.
It's
movies.
Like
aside from the Cars movie.
Like Brave is a good movie, but it's not really up there with the likes of Up and Wall-E. It's not quite got that Pixar magic to it, but it's still a good movie.
I, I will say, though, I was actually surprised, because based on the advertisement, I did not expect that movie to be what it turned out to be.
Yeah, a lot of people had problems with that.
I enjoyed the concept, because I didn't know how they were going to actually stretch what they showed.
Yeah, there's a plot the plot twist in it, which I won't... Which I don't know if I can say or not, that I really did
bears.
Not... Yeah, that I didn't know that was going to happen
bears.
At all.
I love bears. The only thing I would have been if there were bees, too.
When that happened, I was like, am I in the right movie? Yeah, is this great?
Bears covered in bees. That would be great.
Because, you know, there's so many other kids' movies that come out at once that you probably got it confused with the other two. But, yeah, it turned out to be a great... I enjoyed it a lot. It's just that, you know, compared to, like, the Toy Story trilogy, Finding Nemo, The Incredibles, the Ratatouille, Bug's Life...
If there's anyone from Pixar Studios listening to this, please stop pissing around and give me an incredible sequel.
Hell yeah!
It's I always find that funny, because it was the one that kind of ended on a note where it's like, okay, we're gonna have a sequel
it's,
for it.
Right, 2012 is a year when two comic book movies have made $1 billion at the box office, and yet we're not getting an Incredibles 2. I don't understand that.
Like, well, I mean, even if they did start it because of the Avengers, it'd still be like 4 years off. And even, I mean, it's always there gonna be that stigma, no matter what, that CG movies won't do as well as live action films.
But superheroes are like really hot now at the in Hollywood and stuff. It's just I wanted Incredibles 2.
I wanted an Incredibles 2 since what 2004.
Yeah.
End of the first one. That's when I've wanted one.
And that movie's almost a decade old now. Oh. It really does make you feel old. Toy Story, I didn't check out. Because Toy Story, I think, came out around Thanksgiving. And that's just...
I might have seen Toy Story 2, but I don't think I saw Toy Story in the re-release.
I thought it was a double feature.
They did a re-release, yeah, where they showed it back-to-back.
Yeah, I think they split them up in the UK.
Oh.
Well, they did at my cinema, anyway.
Y'all got screwed!
Yeah, it's Grindhouse all over again, pretty much.
Payback! 76 baby, payback! Fuck y'all! No taxation without my ass!
All right. Okay.
That's to which I'm getting political, because I'm not going to actually get political on this.
Yeah, at this point, that's just a whole different subject.
I'm going to lose a lot more listeners if I do.
But yeah, what other movies? I mean, we had the Star Wars one. Even back when the Phantom Menace came out, those were re-released in theaters, right?
In '97.
Re-released in theaters, actually, The original, like, New Hope was re-released in theaters, like, 3-4 times before Empire came out. Because it just doing money, so they kept putting it back out.
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand, but I heard that used to be a popular practice. Like,
yeah.
That was before home video was a big thing as well,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, because you didn't have as many, you know, like, people didn't... So you go, like, a new movie's coming out, you release the old one in cinemas because people didn't have any options.
Yeah, it would be the only place you could see Star Wars again. For the first time.
Yeah, and I mean, nowadays, we're kind of to the point where you might as well just wait, because a movie will be out on DVD in fewer than 3 months.
Or if you have certain avenues, it might be on the internet within a day. What?
And that, you know, piracy is always a big thing that
people... Yeah, it is.
I mean, like, this summer was down majorly in the box office, but I think that was also just because...
I think that was quality, not so much piracy.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is they constantly say, piracy is bringing it to... No, it's because you keep putting out shit, so people wait till it comes out on home video.
Yeah, it's that, and I also think it's
you
just...
You have $2 billion movies.
Yeah, and three, if you count The Hunger Game.
Does
The Hunger Games make a billion?
The Hunger Game crossed a billion worldwide.
I think so. Made a lot, though. No, it didn't. Did very well.
I think that, and it's also the point that at this point it's harder and harder to justify going to see, like, you know, back when, you know, when I used to go to school, movies used to be like $5 or $6. I would make, it's a Friday or a Saturday night, I go check it out. Now it's like $13, $14. It's like, You know, that's... Like, you really want to see the cream of the crop only in theaters at that point.
Yeah.
Matinee prices for a regular movie is, like, $11.50, I think.
You want to see the Avengers and not the shitty Total Recall remake. I mean, what?
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, actually just got a re-release. Like, that was out of theaters, and they re-released it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, the Avengers. It was for Labor Day, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's gone again, but yeah.
Oh. We didn't get.
Just to drum up a little bit of money.
Yeah, and I think that you know, the Blu-ray's coming out. I was kind of disappointed that they had to delay the box set
because they're getting sued. I think
they didn't get their ducks in a row, which is really surprising because it's Disney.
Yeah, and you would think they would be on top of that. Like, if this is Marvel doing it, I can understand. But Disney's, you've been doing movies for how long now? So yeah. I don't know if we used to also get, like, what is that Christmas movie with the dead-eyed kids? The Polar Express.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've still not seen that.
That used to be released, like, every year in IMAX, IMAX was huge format, because, you know, it's a movie you can take your kids to see and stuff like that, but nowadays, you tend to, like, I mean, right now, like, I know the rest of, like, the end of the year, IMAX has, like, Skyfall coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hobbit. So you get... And Hobbit. So you probably won't get that. I mean, I know, like, when The Dark Knight came out, there was plans to re-release that. But I forget what happened.
The Dark Knight did get re-released in November-ish.
Oh, okay.
Because it was for the Oscars, though, when they were pushing it for the Academy Awards. And it got a re-release. And then it got nominated for...
Well, that actually happens a lot with the Oscar films. They'll put them back out for like a week or two, either right before the nominations or right after the nominations come out. Because people will be like, "Oh, that movie, I didn't see that. Oh, it's nominated. I'll go see it now."
Yeah, and then you can run commercials like Oscar nominated and stuff like that. Yeah. So people are, people pay attention to that. I'm very guilty of that as well.
It's a movie. Hold on. I just have to talk about this. I was visiting my sister. We were watching AMC. My dad had put AMC on, and we were watching War Games. And they had a commercial for, check out the Emmy-nominated dramas from AMC, including Mad Men, nominated for Best Drama, Best Direction, Best Writing, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Mad Men, whole bunch of, like, writing, directing, actors, blah, blah, blah. Best Prosthetics and Best Makeup. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. So, you think that was hysterical?
You kind of cut it out near the end of it.
Oh, they basically, long story short, Mad Men, Breaking Bad, both got nominations for, like, Best Acting Drama,
and
Screenplay, Direction, all that stuff. And then Walking Dead had two for me.
Yeah, just for special.
Like, I'm laughing my ass off on my dad's what? I'm like, that's funny, the show is terrible!
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it will ever win any acting awards.
Because the writing on that show was horrific.
Yeah, yeah. And it's their most popular show, so...
Anyway, I thought that was...
Yeah, so, I mean, are there any films that you want to see released into theaters, or serious that you would check out?
I
You'd just, like, everything good be released into cinema, you don't have to...
Park.
Jurassic Park did get re-released because I went watching it again earlier this year. Because I watched it when it came out in like 93 when I was about 5, I think. And then it got re-released. It might have been late last year before the Blu-ray came out. But it had like one showing at my cinema. And then
it was limited.
Yeah. It looks so good as well. Oh, yeah. Amazing.
I wanted to do a wider sound and the picture.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so... Because is that out on Blu-ray yet, or am I mistaken?
Pardon?
Is Jurassic Park out on Blu-ray
yet? It is,
yet?
Yeah. So, the whole trilogy is.
I think so.
Well, I've already confessed to this several times on this show, but I've actually never seen Jurassic Park.
I don't think they're available individually. I think you have to buy the trilogy.
Yeah, he's breaking up bad. I'm sure he's probably shouting at me for not seeing Jurassic Park yet.
A film I'd like to see in the cinema, actually, that I haven't, that a re-release would be cool, is Alien.
That would be pretty cool.
And Blade Runner as well, while we're on Ridley Scott. I'd love to see Blade Runner in cinema.
But was Blade Runner a big box office hit at the time?
I'm not sure if it made...
I always thought it was like a cult. Again, I assume Nick is screaming at us, but we can't actually hear him. There he goes. There is a pros and cons. Like, I can understand, Indiana Jones made sense because it was a blockbuster hit and stuff like that. So you have an audience for it, but, saying something like Blade Runner, put it back out there, would you make enough money if you put it into cinemas to justify putting it into cinemas again?
Probably not. I just want to watch it on the cinema.
I completely agree with you. I mean, ideally, you would... And I'm sure there are theaters that exist like this. You would ideally want to find a theater that kind of specializes in kind of, retro movies. They have art houses and stuff like that where they show old movies. And there are some like that, but they, again, it's, one movie and a few. We have something here called the Sunshine Cinema, which shows a old movie every midnight on Fridays and every weekend, Fridays and Saturdays at midnight.
Okay.
2 weeks ago they did Ninja Turtles and I wanted to check that out, but I don't want, I have no problem going to movies on my own, but I don't want to stand in line at midnight to see a movie. So it's one of those things where I can't really convince friends to go see a movie at midnight on a Friday or Saturday night. So
yeah, it's a hard sell, isn't it?
It's a hard sell. If it was in the middle of the day, I'm sure I could get people to we're going to go see Ninja Turtles in theaters, and that would be awesome. But actually, I wouldn't mind having them release the first two Ninja Turtle movies in theaters as a... Because I think they're coming up on the... I think they already passed the 20th anniversary. I should know, I actually own the 20th anniversary box set on theater. The 25th anniversary collector's edition box set, but that was for the comic books.
They're making the new one, aren't they? Is it CG or is it live action?
That is on hold.
Oh, okay.
Because it was being produced by Michael Bay.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then mutants, and then everyone kicked off. Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
Like most Michael Bay stuff, I blocked it from my mind.
Most people have, either that or it's covered in their tears. I don't even know if this would work, but I would think it would be cool if DC had a limited run on some of their DTVs. Especially being that it's not really they have live action movies to promote. But I think, if you had a double feature of Superman, Batman, Public Enemies, and Superman, Batman, Apocalypse, or you,
The Dark Knight Returns, followed by Year One, would be...
I was going to say, because once it's finished, you have the Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah.
Which is already about, that's, 70 minutes apiece, so 140 minutes, 2 hours, 20 minutes or so. You could do that. You could just do a combination of the two. And I think, again, it's a nice variable, I think, to have, I think it's better to do it as a double feature, even though it's a tougher sell. Because I don't think, at least to me, mentally, it's hard to justify paying full price for a movie that's 30 years old. That's why I saw Indiana Jones. I saw Indiana Jones, I paid the IMAX tax because I wanted to see it in IMAX. But if this was normal fit, I don't think I would have paid $12 to see it again. I think that's a tough sell. I would get serious that can work together. Actually, one that I think might work, even though I wouldn't see it, and it's been long enough, I think, is The Matrix.
I watched that one. Oh, wait, no, I didn't see The Matrix first time. It was I saw the sequels in the cinema, but I never saw the first one. I'd probably see that in the cinema.
Yeah, I mean, it's been over a decade now. You can re-release it in IMAX or... I'm sure some people would probably say heresy to this, but
3D.
Because the bullet time stuff would look pretty cool in 3D.
Probably.
I think people would be upset with it, but it would make for an interesting cinema viewing. And again, if you wanted to, you can kind of pair it with the other two movies and kind of call it like the Matrix trilogy in theaters again. That's another possibility. I would also, and this has been released. I don't know why I haven't seen Jaws.
Oh yeah, I ordered that on Blu-ray yesterday. It only came out on Blu-ray this month, so they should have done a small re-release for that, like they did with Jurassic Park and stuff. I don't know why they didn't.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, I mean, again, this is going, this gets me out, this got me out of crap the last time I mentioned it, but I haven't seen Jaws either.
Oh, well,
I've never once cared to be a movie buff. I've never once cared to be a movie expert. So, I realize there's a lot of gaps in my viewing, and I will get to them at some point.
Nick, are you back?
Yes.
Do you want to know what you just missed out on?
What did he admit to not doing?
Earl's never seen Jaws.
What? My head just exploded. I don't even understand you.
And the great thing is I've seen both Piranha movies.
Oh, my fucking God.
My priorities are straight.
Sweet fucking Jesus.
Wait, the remakes of Piranha or the originals?
No, the two recent ones.
Oh God. I saw the first one. I couldn't be bothered with the second.
The first one, I actually enjoyed the first one. The second one is awful.
Double D gimmick. It's a brass eye. It's funny.
That's one of my favorite lines in any movie I've ever seen, though. It's a really long explanation, it's a really graphic, but some chick busts into a room and she's like, Josh cut off his penis because something came out of my vagina. And
what the fuck? What?
Because somehow, I don't even know how it works, I don't want to figure out how it works. Somehow, I guess she either swallowed a piranha or got into her system. She was having sex with some dude. The piranha traveled through her body and attached itself to his penis.
Yep.
It wouldn't get off, so he had to cut off his penis. And they showed pretty much that entire thing in the movie. So, yeah, other than that, that movie's pretty much pointless. We also mentioned, and I asked this on Twitter real quick, we were saying that The Matrix would probably be a good thing to kind of be re-released now, because it's been out of the, you know, it's been over a decade since it came out.
Wait, what?
And
what?
The Matrix.
Oh. Yeah, but then that would remind people of the sequels, which, though I love them, many people didn't.
We were saying you can either re-release it in IMAX or 3D. I think 3D would help. By the time, would you cool in 3D?
Unnecessary.
In
theory, it should be, but because 3D doesn't work half the time, it probably wouldn't, but, you know.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Are there any movies you want to see released in theaters, Nick?
Well, I said Jurassic Park, but the thing is, all the movies I've seen in theaters, I've enjoyed seeing in theaters, and most of them I'd be like, well, I'll see them again, but I'm not going to go out of my way. The only one I really would like to see in theaters, because I never have, would be There Would Be Blood.
Oh, you never saw that? Oh.
I didn't see that in theaters. And that, like, the scope of that movie is just so huge, I would love to see that. But stuff like that, any big blow-up movie I've seen in theaters already. I mean, Fight Club, I'd see that again, but that's just because I love that movie so much. And I already saw that in a secret screening that no one knew about. Because a couple years after it was released, my friend know a dude who somehow got a hold of a print. So we built it and watched it. And then he broke it down and sent it back.
I don't know how my mind works, but that reminds me, one movie I would really love to see if they were recent theaters, just because it's one of my personal favorite movies, is Die Hard.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. There was a cinema over here in Manchester that was doing screens one night. I didn't get to go, though. I'd watch Die Hard.
I think I honestly would not be surprised if they did put that in theaters for the fifth one.
Yeah.
And then, like, one of the, like, the thing they did with Avengers, where they just showed all of them back, just show all four up to the midnight show or something like that.
But again, it's another time where I could just kind of bail out after the third movie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I finally saw that. Oh. The fourth one.
Die Hard 4.
Like, Die Hard 4 to me isn't a bad action movie if it wasn't a Die Hard movie.
Yeah. John McClane is just a superhero now. Like, he's not even just a normal dude. He is just a superhero, straight up.
Yeah, and it's one of the few times where The Office kind of nailed it. In the first three movies, the second one's kind of, he's more of an average guy caught in a bad situation.
Yeah.
At the wrong time. And this one, he's like going out of his way to drive a car into a helicopter and fighting people on high wires and stuff like that and shooting himself. It's, you know, it's...
Fighting the internet.
Yeah, and fighting, which is stupid. And the other thing that people, the other thing that people mention, and it makes sense, and I assume Die Hard 5 is going to miss the point of this as well, is that it's always been a movie of kind of about just, you know, like, he's isolated. In the first movie, he's stuck in a building.
Mm.
In the second movie, he's in an airport. He has a lot more room to work with, but he's still kind of stuck in the airport. The third one, he's trapped in New York City, which has its own ups and downs because, like, you get freedom, but, you know, like, traffic and stuff. So he's not, you know, he's not really that mobile. The fourth one, he's, like, he's in D.C., he's in Vermont, he's in New York. He's, like, all over the place. Like, he's driving, he has a helicopter. At some point, I'm sure he's going to burst out a submarine. I think he has a fighter jet.
Hello?
Yeah. So,
hello?
I mean, is there any, can you not hear us?
Oh, you broke up a bit there, that's all.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, I mean, is there anything else you folks want to touch on before we begin to wrap?
Mm-hmm. Someone's trolling me on Tumblr again.
Nice.
And I got it, there's a message, and it just says, your writing is poor at best, try masturbating instead. I'm like, anonymous, awesome!
I would be like, I masturbate while I write, but you
I just love that I get anonymous hate on my Tumblr, of all things.
Maybe you're not putting up enough cat gifs.
Oh, that might be it. Or I'm just not writing Doctor Who Sherlock fanfic. Hey, you, Dr. Fuck Sherlock.
No, it's Potter Who Locked now. Cause,
my God.
Because Ron Weasley's dad, I can never remember Mr. Weasley's name. Was in,
Yeah.
Potter Who Locked.
Made in its poor at best.
Yeah, try playing games. That's got to be someone I know trolling me now. But... Because I've gotten people saying, who is this person who hates you? It's like, I don't know, but they're funny. I have way too much fun at this.
I've been asking for, I've been begging for questions, but sometimes you, you know, got to be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, I did. Last time I did that was months ago. It was like 4 a.m. I'm like, I can't sleep. Anybody ask me anything you want. And I got some good ones and some fucking weird ones.
Yeah. Well, what can you do? Next year, like we mentioned before, you have Monsters Inc. coming up. The two they're doing Star Wars, the Clone Wars and the Revenge
Attack
of
the Clones.
Attack of the Clones.
Get it right, Earl. Go.
I don't have to get it right, but
Jesus, Earl. I mean, get the names of the shitty Star Wars movies and no one's
looking for it. I'm sure nobody's going to scream out and, you know, say anything to me about it. But I think those are both next year. Or are they still doing one a year?
They're doing both next year. The cycle because
people want to
see those two.
Yeah, not enough people saw Phantom Menace, and George realized, wait a minute, maybe doing these over 6 years is a poor decision.
Yeah, so those are out. I'm sure other films will be out at some point.
No, Jurassic Park is being re-released in 3D.
Okay,
I don't know when. I know that's happening. Yeah,
I swear, because it seems like all of his movies are kind of doing that now.
I keep seeing rumors of Independence Day is getting a re-release as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised just because they're doing
I think... Yeah. And it's not like Will Smith has much going on in his career right now.
Anyhow. Yeah, he's not doing anything.
He probably appears at all the screenings anyhow just to remind people that he exists.
He's filming a Shyamalan movie.
Oh, God.
No, right?
His career must really be down the tank.
I think it's him and his kid are both in it.
You know, it would be an interesting experiment, even though I don't think many people would do it, is like if they started like when they do remakes, if they kind of have like the original alongside it.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you could see Total Recall with Arnold, and then you could see Total Recall with Colin Farrell.
Why would you need to see the Total Recall with Colin Farrell? I said this. All you have to do is have three TVs and have Blade Runner, Total Recall, and Underworld on, and you're set. And I mean the original Total Recall, not three movies. And then there you go. You've got that movie.
Like I wouldn't be opposed to having like Superman 1 and 2 out when the Man of Steel comes out.
No. I don't want anything reminding me of those first two again, because not that they're bad, but that's all that Superman Returns was like, hey,
yeah,
it would be great. So no, new universe, separate it entirely.
Because
it's fucking stupid, but
I was just saying that I think it would be nice, because again, it's movies that I didn't get a chance to see in cinemas because they predate me by almost half a decade. Well, more than half a decade, because I think Superman the original is 79 or 78.
78, no. I think. 78. I don't remember now. Yeah, I don't remember. Fuck it, I wasn't alive.
Yeah, I don't think any of us were, but yeah, one of those things. And again, it uses fairly practical effects for a guy who can die. It was December 78. So it'd be interesting to see. But, yeah, I think we're going to start wrapping now. You can check us out on iTunes, Zune Marketplace, and a bunch of other fancy stuff. You can check out next week's segment, A to Z Cinema.
Yeah, this week I did Blink 2.
He's also writing about Katy Perry movies now. I don't know what's up with that.
I'm writing, it's the Stabcast, it's just stabcast.com. I'm doing movie and music reviews for them. Mostly DVD stuff, so like Katy Perry movie. I'm going to be reviewing Compliance. That should be going up Monday, which is a new movie. That's still in theaters, but I haven't watched it yet. But that should.
Are you going to review the Justin Bieber movie?
Oh, hell no. That's, why would I do that? That's already been out.
I thought the Katy Perry movie is already out.
No, not in DVD.
Oh.
DVD released Tuesday. That's why I had to review it.
Now you can own it, Earl.
Yeah.
What?
You can
what
hold
is the
it in your hand.
About?
It's about Katy Perry.
Because everyone wants to hold Katy Perry in the hand.
Is it just like Katy Perry like on tour?
Yeah, basically. You should read the review. I talk about that. Now, the movie's not really about anything. It's just kind of like a concert pick. It's a concert film, but it's also a biopic. But it's also a tour movie. And it's not really any of them. Like, the concert films, they don't show any songs. Like, they show a couple songs, but most of them, they just show bits and pieces. They don't show full songs. And it's just, I don't know. I didn't like it. It wasn't good. And I didn't let my bias.
Oh, spoilers there, Nick. You know, spoiling your review.
That wasn't obvious because it was a Katy Perry thing that I did. Hey, you dumb cat. You waited too long to eat and the other two ate your food. How you feeling now? That's right, stupid. Yeah, that's how I yell at my cat.
Tough love.
He's a jerk. I love my cat, but he's an asshole. He just walks up and smacks the other cat sometimes, terrorizes the dog. It's hysterical. He's just a douchebag.
Put it in a bin. Wait, what?
I don't. You could check out my Bond series that's going on. We're kind of jumping around now because we're doing the drinking games as well. So
Earl,
it'll be right.
Did you see that video I posted on Facebook yesterday?
About
with the, it's a car chase from the Bond movie.
Oh yeah, I saw it. The Sky HD thing. Yeah.
Yeah, for Sky Movies 007 HD or whatever. It's pretty well put together. It's just what it's advertising is a bit problematic because
I really enjoyed the part with Roger Moore and Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
So that's there. This weekend should be Moonraker, which we're watching tonight as part of 151.
Moonraker! Yes!
and chronologically, I'm also going to be covering Living at Die, because that's the next actual film. So yeah, that's going up. You can check out this podcast every Friday. Do a World Thing goes up every Monday. I don't really know when we're going to get Anthony to do his thing.
So, my thing is to sing Bond themes on Nerds of the Rocks.
Okay.
I don't even know the words to, so I should shut up, really.
Live and let die. That's all I know.
We'll be back next week. I don't know what we're doing. We had two episodes I want to do this month. Star Trek, because we got called.
Oh, yeah! Star Trek. I'm not even that big of a Star Trek
fan. I can't wait to do that one. That's just because I asked them a question about Star Trek. It was Breakfast at the Beak podcast, everyone. Go to thebeak.org. I asked them a question about Captain Kirk versus Captain Picard, and they were like, hey, you're from the Nerds of the Rocks podcast. Why haven't you done one? I'm like, shit.
And the other one I want to do, because we aren't getting a new movie anytime soon, but we are getting a new TV show, is the Ninja Turtles podcast. And that show premieres the 29th, so we'll probably aim for like the 28th. So I guess we could do Star Trek next week and then Ninja Turtles the week after.
Can I just ask, did you do the Batman show? Not the Dark Knight Rises one, but just the...
No, the animated series one we did last week. Or you mean the general Batman episode?
Yeah, I thought you were going to do a general Batman one.
Well, we can still do a general Batman one, but we've done a comic Batman one, a Dark Knight trilogy Batman one, and Batman animated series one so far. So we're kind of good on Batman for a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? October brings a lot of surprises. We don't plan these things that far in advance.
I just wanted to talk about Batman, is all.
Be around more often then. Oh,
sorry, because I live 5 hours ahead of you.
You're in the future, man. Stop talking shit. You got all the fucking flying cars and shit before we do.
Okay, for Nicholas and Anthony and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rock episode 109.
Live freer. Kiss my ass.